All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Check in with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde. And Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
Are you really amazing? That's wonderful to hear.
I might have been an overstatement slightly.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to check. Because of course, if you say you're amazing, then that opens up a whole nother like field of questions. Like, why? What's going on? Why is your day going so well? It's 7:24. So yesterday, the Aaron Rodgers news becomes official. He is, in fact, going to be a member of the Steelers. Again, I want to be clear. I don't think anyone here feels like this is that big of a surprise. Although, Gabe, you did say that the timing was interesting for you, huh?
Well, I thought that he would do this a week later. I thought he would skip out on all the offseason stuff completely. So I was a week early. I thought he was going to do this next Thursday, Friday, instead of this week, Thursday, Friday.
So, Jason, what was your initial...
Oh. That's all right. Why would you think that? Like, if he has any authentic desire to succeed, this was, for me anyway, this was always the target type for me. Like,
Jason,
I'm not saying that I had my story written yesterday, but I had a pretty good inkling that with their minicamp starting on Tuesday that he was going to be in time for that.
This is a guy who has historically hated every offseason OTA and minicamp going back to 2011. Like, I've got 14 years of data of him hating all this offseason stuff. So what do you mean, why would
That's
I think that
true.
He would just skip all of it?
Wait, Gabe,
it's not true. He is Jason. Okay, so he wins his first MVP in 2011 after there's no offseason stuff because of the lockout or the CBA stuff that's going on. From that point on, he's been one of the guys banging the drum about doing less work in the offseason. And then he doesn't, he wins his second MVP in 2020, doesn't want to show up to the Packers stuff, doesn't want to show up to the Jets stuff. That was his third MVP. But what I'm saying is, like, this goes back to 2011, when I don't know if that's he had success without the offseason stuff, so then he figured, he's been a guy banging the drum to do less in the offseason.
Yeah, but what were his actions? Now, all right, first of all,
what do you mean, what were his actions?
Because
he skipped OTA last year to go to Egypt.
No, that's not true.
Oh, he skipped the minicamp.
He was at every OTA practice and then went to Egypt during the mandatory minicamp, and his argument was that they were the exact same as the OTA. And look, I want to give credit to Evan Cohen here because he described where Rodgers is at for me perfectly, that he's at a point now where he's one of those people you have to explain your friendship with them, which I thought was a really good way to look at it, right? Because look, I am not, let me be clear, I'm not defending him because he's my guy or whatever else. I just want to make sure the record is clear. You're right, he was a critic of the amount of off-season program. But until 2020, when they had COVID and they didn't have an off-season program, his attendance was damn near perfect attendance,
sure.
Right? Like, the only, I just want to make sure we're clear on that. Like, he may have, you know, complained about it. I was going to use a different phrase, but I don't want to have an FCC violation. But he
you
still
could
attended.
Use that one there.
Wait, Jesse says I can't. Moan?
Yeah. No, I thought you were going to say the B one about complaining.
Yeah. B and moan.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good to know. This is good. I'm learning something. But my point is that so then 2021 he stays away because he's pissed off at the organization, right? We all agree that they had an off-season program. He didn't come because they drafted Jordan Love and he was mad or whatever. 2022, he has zero excuse for no showing. And this is a conversation that I have had with him, so I'm not talking behind his back. Like, that was crap. He was wrong. Like, yeah, two young wide receivers, get your ass to camp. Like, there's no reason to there was no reason for him to not attend in 2022. And then and we all have this person in our lives who can't actually admit they were wrong, like Fonzie, but their actions are their way of saying, yeah, I was wrong. Because in 23 with the Jets, he attended everything that offseason. And then last year with the Jets, with the exception of his Egyptian walk like an Egyptian trip, he was there for everything there. So, you know, the idea that he has not been a good offseason teammate, with the exception of 2022, when he deserves absolutely every bit of criticism for that, I just don't think that's true, Gabe.
Well, but okay, so my point, I'm not saying that he was a bad teammate. I'm saying that he's been anti, doesn't like showing up to these things, so you cannot criticize him if he's not under contract and doesn't show up. Like, being such a vocal critic of the off-season stuff, like, I just assumed he'd sign after all the off-season stuff was done and then show up in you know, July for training camp.
Yeah, I think these 3 days, just if you're going to be their quarterback, even though they're not like hyper-intensive practices or anything like that, I thought he was smart enough that he would be there for that. So I was not surprised. Now, look, I do want to say this. You know, I am super curious, because if he called me for advice, I would say, dude, if you have so much respect for Mike Tomlin, and you so desperately desire to rinse the bad taste out of your mouth of how terribly the New York experience went, stop doing McAfee. Don't go on all these whacked out podcasts. Be all about ball. You have 1-2 years left, whatever it's going to look like. Make it all about football and prove to people that you don't have to do all this other stuff and discuss conspiracy theories for 3 hours. Like, I would say this to him, you know, you can't go out there and say we have to eliminate all distractions and everything that's not about football and everything else about the Jets and then do the stuff that he does. Like, if you want to go, you can do a weekly hit with McAfee and Rogan after your career's over. You've got 50 years of life left in front of you. Talk about whatever you want. But, like, if you want to give the Pittsburgh Steelers the best chance to win and for you to end your career with some pretty cool legacy stuff, then don't do all the other stuff. Now, he might say, Jay, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. That doesn't influence the football. And I would say maybe it doesn't, but it certainly influences perception. And for as much as you like to think that you don't care about that sort of stuff, we both know down deep that you do. So go out there and be the best version of you as a football player and make it all about that. That would be my advice.
Jason, what would it take for the Packers to unload Dobbs?
Why do you choose the word unload?
Because, you know, the chatter now is they got a logjam at receiver. Everything sounds like they really like Golden. There's only so many footballs and spots on the field. I mean, if Pittsburgh went a little crazy here and said, we'll give you a second round pick for Dobbs, you think the Packers, I mean, I would take it.
Yeah, I would drive him to the airport if I was there.
Yeah, for a second round pick, yeah.
Yeah, no. They're not getting a second-round pick for Romeo Dobbs. But I would say this, like, and this was the lead to my story on Channel 3000. Somewhere in an alternate football universe, Romeo Dobbs is going into the 2025 season as the Packers' number one wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And it just speaks to how he – and look, he is a – Tausch still gives me a hard time because I described him as even-keeled. But what I really wanted to describe him as – from the first time I talked to him, was weird. Like, he's just a different guy. And, like, even our conversation with him earlier in the week, like, you know, I don't toot my own horn, but I think I'm okay at this whole interviewing thing. Like, I think I'm pretty good at getting guys to open up a little bit and talk. And he, I've never unlocked the secret with him. And so I was going back for that story into my archives of my stories from last year about, you know, him staying home and whatever. Like, it's incredible to look back on, like, coming out of 2023, he tied with Reed for the most touchdown catches. He had the most targets. He had the most snaps of any wide receiver played. Like, he was on the precipice of, if he'd have had a next level 2024, he might have a contract extension. He might be their clear-cut number one, even if he's not their big play wide receiver, even if he's not their down-the-field threat, all those other guys that you could be. I mean, he had the best rapport with Love. They worked out together in the offseason. Like, so when you say unload, I'm not saying you're wrong about that word choice. I'm saying that speaks to how bizarrely this has played out. And now it's almost a foregone conclusion that they wouldn't re-sign him to an extension, right? Like, I don't see that. So, you know, my only issue is I just don't, and I hate to be the party pooper, but, and I'm sure Matthew Golden's going to be a good player. I keep saying that he reminds me of Greg Jennings when he got here, like really smooth athlete, faster than Jennings, but, you know, seems to run his routes pretty precisely. But these practices are crap. Like, I'm just glad that I get to watch something, but like, to compare it to your off-season minicamp practices and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like, this is barely jog through by comparison. Like, the only thing they do at full speed is the 2-minute periods. That's it. So, you know, there's no real value judgments. I mean, like, Bulaga was asking me about Jacob Monk yesterday, and I'm like, well, I could tell you that he's the shortest guy on the line, but like, other than that, what's his footwork like? Like, I don't know, because they're not even going full speed when they're, you know, half-heartedly protecting against a pass rush.
Jason, before we let you go, do you think Packers fans want Aaron Rodgers to succeed or fail in Pittsburgh?
Obviously, paint them all with a broad brush, right? I mean, there are going to be some that want him to fail spectacularly. There are some that want him to, you know, just judging from the response yesterday that I got, there are some that want him to be awesome, except for when he plays the Packers. I can only speak for what I want, and I want him to have a year like Favre had in 2009. It doesn't affect the Packers other than the one game that they're going to play against each other. I would like to, I think, go back on the road for that one. I haven't missed not traveling that much, but that one I kind of want to go to, obviously. But, like, I want him to have a turn back the clock here. I will always wonder, if he hadn't ruptured his Achilles 4 plays into New York, would that have still been a complete and utter train wreck because of the inertia of what a dysfunctional franchise that was, and the fact that all the people he brought with him were either late in their careers or washed or inept, like the offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. I don't know, but I want to see what it looks like if he plays like Favre did for the Vikings. Yes. Do I want to go cover Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara and have it be Packers Steelers? Absolutely. Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day. I'm sure you won't be discussing this at all on Wildy and Tausch in just a few minutes.
No. We're going to be wall-to-wall coverage of the AmFam Championship, breaking down all the different golfers, Tung Chai, Jaidee, the whole crew. No, I'm guessing the quarterback will come up. All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde is wonderful. We have him each and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I know, I almost said Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thursday and Friday. Wow, land the plane, Jen. Goodness gracious. I was thinking about him saying, a Favre-esque season for Aaron Rodgers. Didn't Favre and the Vikings beat the Packers that year? And Favre and the Vikings beat the Packers in 2009? Mm-hmm. So just want to make sure we put that out there. That is what I want to know this morning from Green Bay Packers fans. Are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to succeed or fail with the Steelers? Do you want him leading this team to a Super Bowl? We're going to discuss that with this panel right after this.
Transform the way you do business with Fifth Third Bank's commercial payment solutions. Our market expertise and managed services streamline the entire payment process, seamlessly integrating with your existing systems to give you unparalleled control. Discover new revenue sources, save time, reduce operating costs, and boost your bottom line, all with the customized payment solutions. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer?
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.